You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to give you a trending report so you know what the world is going on out there. Well, after the insanity that we witnessed just a couple weeks ago with the Taylor Swift tour hitting Denver, news is out that she's actually going to, in a way, extend her North American leg of the Eras tour. Supposedly, this was going to be it. She's doing like about a week's worth of shows right now down in Los Angeles, playing SoFi Stadium, which is owned by our company.
Awesome.
Then she's going to go and hit Europe starting in May, starting with a show in Paris. Can you just see people ponying up to buy tickets to go see her in Paris and then all those posts all over social media?
Le tete.
Mm-hmm. But now she's announced that she is going to take this tour and bring it back to North America in a little over a year. It'll be the fall of 2024. And she's going to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 15 shows in 4 cities. Sorry, Denver is not one. Miami, New Orleans, Indianapolis, Toronto.
Well, that is very nice of our Lord and Savior Taylor Swift to do that.
Ain't it the truth, man?
They're just seeing how much money this thing's making. They're like, we should add just a few more shows.
Yeah.
Why not? I
mean, really, why not? It's just a guaranteed billion-dollar maker. So
yeah.
Just why? And she's having fun.
And
the people in the audience are having fun. It's a win-win-win.
Then she can take like 2 years off, you know?
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
She won't, but I mean,
hey, you got to strike while the iron's hot, man. Good for her.
I say good for her, and good for the fans who want to see it. There's a bunch of grumpy people like, I'm too good to do this. Well, then don't go to the show.
Then shut up and turn off your
TV and
your phone.
Just relax. It's not for you. If it's not for you, it's not for you.
And this has been so good for the economy and these cities, like pumping money into it.
It's kind of like the Taylor Swift tour and the Barbie movie, all right? They're not up my alley, okay? Personally. But at the same time, at least I'm intelligent enough to look back and say, you know what? Here's an awful lot of people having an awful lot of fun, and it's hurting no one.
Yeah.
So all the grumps out there just need to shut up. God, it doesn't affect you. Just relax. People are having a good time. Are you that sad of a person that you get upset when other people are having fun and you're not?
You don't know what's going on in my life, Dom.
Whatever. Hey, speaking of tours, there's a story out about the Beyoncé show. Her tour is called the Renaissance Tour, but this is interesting. I saw somebody post a photo from the Taylor show at Mile High Stadium, and their seats were behind this giant like sound thing that was set up. So they really couldn't see anything. Well, that's going on with the Beyoncé tour. There are what they're calling limited or obstructed view tickets, and some of these are obstructed. You cannot see the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But they still are selling for anywhere from $200 to $900.
They will sell, absolutely.
And they'll sell.
Yep.
They're calling it, I love this, they're calling it a, quote, listening-only experience, end quote.
Yeah. It's a lot of lean into the left, lead into the right. To the left.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, my
See
God.
What I did?
That's freaking hilarious, man. I love all of this. Hey, I got some sports news for you that's kind of interesting. Besides the fact that the NFL started last night, there was a preseason game. So what? It wasn't the Broncos. So what? However, there's an alternative to the Olympics that are coming, and they're calling these the Enhanced Games.
Ooh, sounds important.
What that means is doping is not only allowed, it's encouraged.
That's fantastic.
So they're saying they want to wipe out all of the world records by, quote, unlocking human potential, end quote. So somewhere Lance Armstrong's going, tell me more.
Hey, I want to see like one of those giant jacked bodybuilders who's obviously juicing doing the pole vaulting.
Yeah. Well, here's what they're going to start with: five categories.
Okay.
Track and field, swimming, weightlifting, gymnastics, and combat sports. The athletes are going to be paid, too. So
I'm intrigued.
It's the doping games.
I'm intrigued.
Really.
Seeing all these giant humans.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It's really good.
New movie's out. Jason Statham's got a new Meg 2, The Trench.
Looks
which
ridiculous.
Opens today. It does, doesn't it?
Stupid.
But again, people are going to go and have fun. They'll have a few laughs. So, and if you want to go see that and you want to ooh and ah over him.
Is this a Ninja Turtles weekend?
It is. It's called Mutant Mayhem. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear the synopsis? Because I know you're a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan.
I talked a little bit about this with Josh on Tuesday. Have you watched the trailer to this? Because the animation in it actually made me sick.
Why?
It's too much. It's a weird style of animation. And when you're watching it on the big screen and there's so many like flashes and zips and zooms, you're like, I don't know if I can sit through 2 hours of this.
Well, after years of being sheltered from the human world by Master Splinter, the turtles set out to be accepted by New Yorkers through their crime-fighting skills.
Yeah.
And they run into an army of mutants unleashed upon them. So
yeah.
If you want to go see it, there you go. The voice cast includes Jackie Chan, Ice Cube, Post Malone, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Many more. Oh, music's by Trent Reznor. He does an awful lot of soundtracks.
And I think it's a Seth Rogen film, believe it or not. He's got a big part in this, I think.
Yeah, he's the producer and the writer.
Yep.
So very good. And then lastly, I got some news for nerds for you. I love this. If you're one of those people who battles migraine headaches, and I have friends who are absolutely wiped out by them. Like, if they get them, it is a full day inside in a dark room.
My wife gets them a lot, and she starts seeing spots and stuff, and she actually loses her vision. Knick Knack gets them pretty bad.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, get a load of this. They've got this new treatment. Let me dig up, because I want to give you the exact name of it, my friend. Hmm. Tell Nicole that it's called transnasal thermal regulating.
That sounds kinky.
What they do is they blast cold air up your nose.
Really?
Now, you might be saying, why the hell would they do that? Well, apparently there's a bunch of nerves up there, up behind your nose, that are often, not always, but often responsible for sending the pain signals to your brain, and so that's what's causing you to get the migraine. So they blast cold air up there, it calms down those nerves behind your nose, and decreases or eliminates your migraine headache.
It totally sounds legit, doesn't it?
It does sound legit.
It just numbs the nerves and everything up there. That sounds great.
So there's that story. There's another one that they have come up with, a bra insert that could help detect breast cancer. I mean,
that's huge too.
Science is really on a roll right now, so that's super cool. And then this is totally the space nerd in me, but there was a probe that was launched back when I was in high school. Go ahead, Jeremy. Take a shot.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. It's too easy.
And that probe is still going. It's still alive. It just contacted NASA again. It's 12.5 billion miles away from us. Voyager 2, it launched back in 1977. And
it sent
another little signal back.
Still alive.
Yeah.
It's so cold.
They said it's like the heartbeat of the spacecraft. And I put in the Mindbender Club mailer today. I like to put a bunch of news for nerd stuff. I put a link in there that's to a page. And I'm going to send this to you because even you would really be into this. It is a real-time page showing the distance of this craft from Earth. And watching it every second, the number of miles per second.
It's flying, yeah.
Because it's going at like 34,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And to see it and to think it's been doing that for 46 years.
Pretty neat that it's still holding up, you know?
Crazy. I love that news.
Did you see that other NASA story? But one of the ones they launched fairly recently, within the past decade or something, some really hot, you know, satellite that they're depending on. I don't remember which one it was. But they sent the wrong codes and it pointed the antenna now in the wrong direction. And everyone's at NASA was like, oops. So what it does is it automatically recalibrates like every 12 months or something. So they have to wait 12 months before it turns itself back to Earth so they can resend its signals. So,
oh my God.
Some intern screwed up. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
It's kind of funny.
I will say, I watched a documentary just yesterday, in fact, on Netflix called Unknown Cosmic Time Machine.
Cosmic Time Machine.
And I highly recommend it too. It's about the James Webb Telescope.
and it's mind blowing.
That's neat.
Really cool That's stuff. Cool. All right, enough of that. What do you got trending?
Well, we've got exploding watermelons trending this morning. They say that it's been so hot this summer that some watermelons are turning into deadly ticking time bombs. The heat can cause this fruit to ferment inside, which doesn't mean it's turning to alcohol or anything. It's actually growing bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella. They start foaming. And they're so dangerous.
It's like a rabid watermelon.
They could blow up.
God.
How did he die?
Can you see that?
Yeah. So they say if your watermelon starts foaming, get rid of it immediately. And they say when you buy one of these, you should get it home and get it in the refrigerator so it doesn't start brewing something
Does
bad.
Does it foam outside? Like do you have
Yes.
To
wait,
so
it starts
it
like
open?
Having these little cracks. And I posted some pictures on our Facebook and it's like bubbles coming out of it. It's like it's rabid, you know. It's pretty crazy looking.
It's one of the reasons to have, if you have the space and if you are able to do it, to have a garage refrigerator.
That's right.
So you can keep your dang watermelons out there.
Keep a watermelon in there. Mean Lizzo says the allegations are overblown when it comes to
her. I told
you,
I was kind of
saying, this is coming from Lizzo. I mean, what is she going to say?
Well, I know, but these were also disgruntled employees. We know what they say.
Yeah, she says,
I'm wondering if we'll ever know the truth.
This whole thing has been difficult, overwhelming, disappointing, and I am not the villain that people and the media have portrayed me in the last few days. So she's finally stepping up and talking about the dancer allegations over the past couple days.
Man.
I do like this. Some movie website set themselves to the task of finding out what the funniest comedy is of all time. And they went on to the IMDb website and...
Jeremy?
What's that?
So help me God, if you say Anchorman, I'm taking my headphones off and I'm leaving.
Wouldn't that have been great? That would have been great. So what they did is they looked at the 125 most popular movies listed as comedy on IMDb. And then they scoured it with AI for synonyms with funny, comedy, laughs, blah, blah, blah. And they came up with, this is according to science, they say, Superbad was crowned as the funniest comedy of all time, with nearly 250 reviews containing a word similar to funny and comedy.
But that's ridiculous because the review could say, this movie is supposed to be funny. Right?
Oh,
in other words,
I wonder if they accounted for that.
At it, and if it just has the word funny in it, or this say, this movie is not
funny. Or it's
funny
hilarious,
at all.
Or I laughed out loud, or I don't know.
I know funny, and Superbad is not funny.
Personally, for me, it's freaking funny.
I haven't seen it. That is a fantastic movie.
It is extremely well written, hilarious. A bunch of people that you would hate: Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, Michael Cera, Bill Hader.
Yeah,
it's where McLovin comes from, the iconic McLovin. You should just sit down one night and watch it. It's a really good movie.
How long do you think I would last?
Oh, I would hope you just sit down and
It's from 2007. I like some of these people in it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Emma Stone's in it.
We'll get to the nude Google story later. I do want to give you a couple more little tidbits. I did find this story funny. It says if you see a lot of pickup trucks during your commute and many of them look really clean, that's because most of them only drive to work and back home. Only 15% of pickup trucks are used for work, and I have been a lifelong pickup guy, and thank God I actually use my truck bed. I just don't go back and forth to work, but that stat made me laugh.
And I have
to tell you this story. It's pretty darn funny. Police in Florida have advised concerned beachgoers not to contact them regarding active herds of manatees in the water right now. They might look like they're splashing in distress, but they just be mating, yo.
Cops say,
here's the quote, don't call us. We can assure you that they are more than fine. Manatees mate in herds, and they often do it in shallow water close to shore. They're not in distress, and they are encouraging people who, I guess, have been going out into the water and trying to shove them into deeper waters not to do that because they can roll over and crush you. They're like 3,500 pounds. So let the manatees just get some love. I even came up with a little tagline that the sheriff's department can use. If the water be splashing, manatees be smashing. Thank you very much.
Not bad.
I'm gonna tweet that out. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's kind of a funny video. They're calling this the slowest sprinter ever. It's at the World University Games going on in China right now. There's a 100-meter race. And the thing is one woman entered, and she's just a normal person, and she's not a trained athlete at all. And the video is pretty funny just to see how far back she came in after everybody else finished.
And when she gets to the finish line, she does like a little hop thing.
Yay!
The other runners had already like gone off to the locker room. I mean, they were already off at dinner or something.
I guess somebody like pulled some strings to get her in or something. And
yeah, they think she may be the niece of one of the hot shots with Somalia.
It's just so funny to watch everyone go pew, and there she is in the back, just da 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 da.
She's running like the rest of us.
She looks like a slow manatee. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.